Okay, I just want to clarify, there's a lot of confusion about what the status of a lot of the vegetable products are now after Shemitah. So let's want to start with that, and hopefully that will not take too long. Okay, basically, let's start with fruits, because that's the most simple. All fruits that blossomed after, or started to grow after Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, have Kedusha Shviyas. And those will be on the market for quite a while, and eventually the Zman HaBir for them will come, but that's for most of them in the not-so-near future. So that those have Kedusha Shviyas, and they have to be bought either from an Otzer Beis Din, they have Kedusha Shviyas, whether they come from Goyish for us or from the Jewish produce through an Otzer Beis Din, that's normal. So that's fruit. Vegetables, Me'ikar Hadin, any vegetables that were harvested after Rosh Hashanah have no Kedusha Shviyas. And they're mutter to eat. They're not svichim. They're perfectly okay. But the Rabbanim were afraid that if they let people eat produce from after Shviyas, when there still is, what's it called, produce like that from Shemitah, that people would plant during Shemitah, and they would say that it's post-produce, post-Shemitah produce. So in order to avoid that, the Rabbanan prohibited Svichim, even things that were harvested after Shemitah, until the time comes for each one separately, or Chanukah comes, that's the final deadline, when most of those vegetables already are in the market from post-Shemitah planting. Okay, now some of them already are in the middle of Cheshvan or whatever, but all of them are by Chanukah. By Chanukah, there is no more Isser of Svichim for post-Shemitah vegetables. So that means, and just like they're prohibited if they're Svichim, right, meaning if they grew in Jewish land, vegetables that have to be replanted yearly are Svichim, they're also to eat. So you have to make sure that you have to have a hechsher and make sure that these vegetables don't come from Jewish-owned land, because they're also. If they come from non-Jewish-owned land, then they're not prohibited because of Svichim, but they have Kedusha Shviyas, just as if they would be vegetables that were harvested during Shemitah. Okay, then the Rabbani gave them the same din as if they would be vegetables that were harvested during Shemitah. So for all practical purposes, what exists now is the following. For those who hold that there is no Kedusha Shviyas in non-Jewish produce, so non-Jewish produce, there's no Isser of Svichim, and there's no Kedusha Shviyas, and no problem. For us who hold that there is Kedusha Shviyas in non-Jewish produce, so you have to treat vegetables, even if they were harvested after Rosh Hashanah, as if they were Shviyas. And if they grow in Jewish-owned things, they're Osir. They grow by Goyim, they're Mutter, but they have Kedusha Shviyas. So therefore, you will still see produce, vegetables, that have that are, if they say Yavul Nachri, even if they're from after Shemitah, for us, they have Kedusha Shviyas, till Chanukah. So at Chanukah, this won't be any more an issue, but until Chanukah, all the things that you can buy that are non-Jewish produce, right, are have Kedusha Shviyas. Produce that doesn't grow here in Eretz Israel or grows outside the borders of Eretz Israel, that's not an issue at all. Those are for sure, just as during Shemitah, they're have no Kedusha Shviyas and they're mutter to eat. Trying to think what...
Can they keep writing that all the way till Hanukkah?
Yeah, the things, yes, yeah. The, what's it called? The ones that the sheiris or whatever, for sure. I'm going to write that. The badats probably will keep until Chanukah to write because they know that they have customers that that are concerned about knowing if it's Yibul Nachri. It'll probably say Yibul Nachri. That's all. Okay. For things that you have, there's nothing that yet. When the zman and from beer, the things that you could possibly still have in the house, we'll mention. In fact, I'm going to print up the what's it called? Machon came out with lists of the final dates of beer for everything, fruits, vegetables, and all the other things. I will probably have it printed up by the office and given out to everybody. So you can see for yourself what the Zmanim of beer are. Okay.
Someone just picked before Chanukah.
Right. And after Chanukah's Mutter.
So even if you know it was
picked, right, even before, if you know it was picked it before. The Isser goes away by Chanukah.
What about things like bananas?
There's no Kedusha Shvias, there's no Isser Shvias, there's no nothing. It's perfectly okay. There's no